This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. The Anchorage Assembly has passed the city budget after a mayor's veto and a last-minute deal over money for a utility the administration has proposed privatizing. The final budget is $484 million. Solid waste services were cut by $2 million instead of the $4 million proposed by Mayor Dan Sullivan. In exchange, funding for new public safety staff positions was dropped after the mayor vetoed it. The positions that would have been added included more dog catchers, a homelessness coordinator, and a senior planner to handle new zoning issues related to growing marijuana within the municipality. The budget battle highlights a tension that's been a recurrent theme in Anchorage city politics during the Sullivan administration, public safety spending versus fiscal prudence. L.V. Gray Jackson believes the administration's emphasis on reducing the cost of government has become excessive amid Anchorage's recent growth.
But you can't expect the same amount of services for the same cost with a population that is no longer 200,000, but more than 300,000. Doesn't cost the same.
But the administration maintains it's irresponsible to pay for new positions by asking more of taxpayers. Though this year's budget is up 1.4% over last year's, it's still nearly $2 million below the tax cap, something Sullivan believes is important amid a worsening financial outlook for the state.
My vetoes reflected, we didn't want to see additional spending and adding of personnel at a time when we're pretty sure we're going to see some reduction in revenue sharing and other state funding.
The Assembly ultimately approved the final version of the revised budget. Alaska lawmakers voted yesterday to leave Juneau for now. The House and Senate each passed a resolution to let legislators recess until May 12th. The vote in each House followed caucus lines, with minority Democrats in opposition. Proponents with the Republican-led House majority said the break would offer a cooling-off period amid the budget impasse that led to the special session. Opponents said the break means leaving Juneau with an incomplete budget and a duty unfulfilled. Renovations that are about to start would effectively put legislators out of the Capitol building. Proponents of the recess alluded to holding committee hearings on the road system during the recess to address the special session's unresolved legislative business, which includes Medicaid expansion, the budget, and a bill to implement sexual abuse prevention education in schools. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan said the capital city will be ready for legislative business to resume May 12th. Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott says British Columbia officials seem sincere about protecting transboundary rivers near provincial mines. Malott met Monday with top officials from BC's mines and environment agencies. He says the tone turned somber when they discussed the Mount Polley mine, where a large dam collapsed last August, sending silt and mud into nearby waterways.
They were very serious about learning from the incident. They have made at least a ministerial, but possibly a premier level commitment that type of accidents will never occur again.
Malott visits the Mount Polley area this week as he meets with government officials, industry representatives, and tribal leaders. He says he talked with the mining and environment ministers about information collected in watersheds before mining starts. That can be compared to later data to measure pollution. In British Columbia, that information is often gathered by mining companies.
We talked a little bit about whether some of that data should be obtained by the respective governments.
Governor Bill Walker earlier this year designated Malott to lead an internal transboundary waters working group. It includes commissioners of the Departments of Environmental Conservation, Fish and Game, and Natural Resources. A delegation of Southeast Alaska tribal and environmental activists are also in British Columbia for what's called Mining Week. A water filtration system has been installed in a tiny interior Alaska village where a fire damaged infrastructure last month. The temporary system is making potable water available in Alatna, a village of 27 people, about 190 miles northwest of Fairbanks. Governor Walker last week declared a disaster in Alatna after fire destroyed the village water treatment facility, washateria, and clinic. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.